Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig did something noble this weekend. Very nice of him to do that. What'd you do, Craig?
I just helped a friend put in a handicap ramp at a house.
All right. Very nice of you.
Would you carry stuff, or do you have...
I did nothing, really.
Do you actually have building skills?
No.
Did you measure and
hammer? No, but I did get to... I got to measure and cut and screw.
Measure twice, cut once.
In that order.
Right.
Yeah, I measured several times.
Measure, cut, and screw.
Same amount of times, yeah.
I hung a TV on the wall and actually found the stud on the first try.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Nice. I used the stud finder first.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah, I was with someone that knew what they were doing.
So you just follow their instructions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slowly.
Yeah, that's generally what I do when I'm asked to help with things like that. Just tell me what to do, and I'll try to do it.
Yeah, he knows that I make very good ballast weight.
Very nice. We lost Fred Willard. Push killed him a week and a half ago. He decided to hang on a little longer. And we have some great clips from Fred's career.
This is Fred Willard as he was in Best in Show. Right. Sometimes we'll play a different clip, but we love this one as well. This is from Best in Show, which is about a dog competition.
She has really given him a thorough going over. Are all judges that thorough? I mean, she looks at the teeth. Ouch.
Gums.
Am I seeing right? Where's she putting her hands now?
She's just checking out the dog's... testicular area. Ooh. to make sure that everything is intact.
Hate to go out on a date with Judge Edie Franklin, have her judge me. That'd be no fun. Now, what is that? That's a bloodhound, isn't it? You know, it'd be funny. I don't know if they can do this. Just an idea off the top of my head. Why didn't he put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the...
You know what I mean? The Sherlock Holmes hat with the pipe? I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
He's part of the broadcast team
for
the dog show.
Of course, he was in charge in the original Anchorman.
Here he is from Anchorman. Yeah.
Oh, he was the news director there, right?
Right, but I think my son is just going through a phase. I have no idea where he would have gotten a hold of German pornography. But you and I are mature adults. We've both seen our share of pornographic materials. Oh, you never have? Of course you haven't. How stupid of me. Neither have I. I was just speaking in generalities. Right, I'll stop by the school a little later, Sister Margaret. Bye.
And then Phil, he's with Phil in the Modern Family.
Yeah.
This is funny and sweet.
He's Phil's dad.
Did your mom ever want another child?
Well, I suppose all parents wondered how things would have changed if they had a different child.
No, I didn't mean a different one. I mean an additional one.
Why do you ask?
If you'd had another kid, maybe he'd have taken over the business and you wouldn't have had to sell. I always felt kind of bad that I didn't.
The answer is no, Phil, never. Because... Well, you did take over the family business, didn't you? Keeping life light, making it fun for everybody.
I learned from the best.
Aww. Aww. Fred Willard passed away.
And then his character was dead.
Yeah.
And then he was dead.
Shortly, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Nine people had him in the Deadpool, right? You mentioned earlier.
Yep. All right. Nine people. We'll go through those names a little bit later on. What the hell did I do with that? It was on this date in 1652.
Cotton gin.
Columbus.
1692.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, yeah. It's entirely different. It's something to do with pilgrims.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Which island?
Rhode.
Rhode.
Yeah.
Enacted the first law declaring slavery illegal.
Well,
Rhode Island is not an island.
No, it's not. It's a cool state, though. I like it up there.
I've only been through on a train.
Yeah, well, go to the beach sometime. Go to Newport in that area. It's beautiful.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard it from you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do have a little bit of shoreline.
Oh, big time, yeah.
But no island.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Newport is kind of an island. I don't know if they call it a peninsula. I think it's an island.
Probably a peninsula. Yeah, yeah. Unless you had to get out of the boat.
We had to go with a bridge over to it.
Oh,
I think it's an island, yeah.
Maybe it is.
I don't know why. That's stupid. I should know that. Only somebody could figure that out. I've been there twice.
If only there was a map or something we could look at.
Or a memory somehow to draw upon.
Well, we went over a bridge to get there. We had to go over a bridge to get off of it. So I'm guessing it'd be an island instead of a peninsula. A peninsula is connected.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a peninsula.
It is? Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, you would have had to take the long way.
It's connected to the other side.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't go that way.
But I see there are some big bridges.
Yep.
And there are some islands in, I believe that's Narragansett Bay.
Narragansett, yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It has been 40 years. It was 40 years ago today.
Sergeant Pepper. Actually, that's 50 years ago today.
Mount St. Helens erupted.
Oh, they did that. CBS Sunday Morning. They did a whole story on that. Yeah, it was interesting to revisit that.
I've stopped watching that because it's all COVID all the time.
No, I did too. I look ahead, Todd, and I check and see what the story is. And when I zoom through the COVID stuff.
Okay.
Because that bores me. I mean, the interviews with celebrities about being at home, I watched it.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld.
And the Graham Nash one was really good, too.
Yeah.
But the other ones, I can't deal with just COVID all the time on those. But it was all about Mount St. Helens. And now everybody died.
Did they talk about that, the guy who lived on the side of the mountain?
Well, there was 57 people died.
Yeah, but this one guy refused to, Harry Truman.
Yeah.
Harry Truman refused to evacuate.
And, well, the rest of them died, too, though.
They figure Harry died in a... Or is it pyroclastic flow?
Well, they said they originally had there was an order to move out people a little further. They were talking to this woman who owned owned a gift shop. And she was pissed off that they were kicking people off they were blocking people off because how are we going to make a living? And, of course, she died.
So Harry S. Truman, since it is the...
No, it was Harry R. Truman.
Yes.
Not Harry S.
R.
Truman. Harry R. Truman.
Since it was 40 years ago today that Mount St. Helens erupted, it was also, that makes it the Michelle Bachmann birthday for Harry R.
R. Truman. Yeah.
Truman.
Happy birthday!
Like 57 other people, too, then.
Yeah. You were right about the number, 57.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the owner and caretaker of the Mount St. Helens Lodge at Spirit Lake near the foot of the mountain. And he became a bit of a folk hero thanks to the media in the last couple of months there. He refused to leave his home. He became a bit of a minor celebrity.
Yeah, because they figured it was going to blow and asked people to evacuate, and he refused.
There'd have been more. They said it would happen on Sunday morning. They said it would have been a lot more.
He said the danger was exaggerated.
Yeah, it was until it happened.
Said the danger was exaggerated. He said, this area is heavily timbered, Spirit Lake, in between me and the mountain. The mountain's a mile away. The mountain ain't going to hurt me.
Yeah, people always say that stuff, you know?
Well, it was media hype.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah. That's right.
That's back in the day.
Oh, my God. You imagine
that. And then the virus gets you. Oh, I'm sorry. And then the volcano gets you.
They did another story of this one dude, a geologist, who actually traded place with another guy. He had to sit there all night. Another guy said, can I get the night off? He goes, yeah, I'll trade place with you. So he's sitting in this camper. And he gets the call 45 seconds before he dies. He calls it in and says, this is it. And then he had 45 seconds. And they said, why does it a big explosion and you just see a wall of smoke and cloud coming at you kill you? And they said, well, it looks like a wall of smoke and cloud. Puss saw the same thing. It's a wall of rock, just a wall of mushed rock coming at you. And of course, you're just going to wipe out. Dead.
Yeah. Basically,
the guy had 45 seconds. All of a sudden, bang.
It's a mudslide.
They never found his body.
Yeah. In both of those cases, I hope that something besides the lava got them.
Well, for Harry R. Truman, this is what they figure.
That guy might have just took a wall of rock.
No, they figure it was the pyroclastic flow.
Pyroclastic. Now then, this is what they figure for Harry R. Truman. The entire northern flank of the mountain collapsed, and Truman was alone at his lodge with his 16 cats. It's likely that he died of heat shock in less than a second.
Oh, good.
Okay. Too quickly to register pain before his body was vaporized.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that lava takes you pretty quickly.
Well, they said it was bigger than any nuclear bomb ever.
Yeah, this wouldn't have even been the lava, was it, Craig? It was just the heat from the explosion.
Right, right, but he probably burned up before the lava even got to him.
Yeah.
See, I just mentally, just the thought of seeing that lava flow coming at you and
knowing you're going to burn up.
That would not be something I would wish upon anyone.
The largest landslide in recorded history and a pyroclastic flow traveling atop the landslide engulfed the Spirit Lake area almost simultaneously, destroying the lake and burying the site of the lodge under 150 feet of volcanic landslide debris.
If you remember the footage from that, just east of Mount St. Helens is Yakima, Washington, and Yakima was just covered in ash, like feet of ash. I recall I was working in Fargo at the time, and the jet stream was as such. The following day, and not too many hours afterwards, my car was black and covered. I recall ripping
so
off
you
the
survived Mount St. Helens.
The the news wire and the weather conditions were where partly cloudy would be. Yeah. It was volcanic ash and 60 some degrees, and there was just a thin film of volcanic ash on my car from 1,500 miles away, 1,000 miles away.
That's just a test, by the way. Just a test.
Only a test.
Just a test. We have to play that 6:41 every Monday, third week of the month.
And we think of it.
And years later, when I was living
when I think about it.
I was living in Portland, and I had a buddy of mine who had a private plane. So he took me up, and we flew over Mount St. Helens, and we saw that area. It was just, the forest just looked like toothpicks. All the trees had just been knocked down.
Just a test.
All facing in the same direction.
Was there some rock station in Yakima right about then just jamming Eruption every hour on the hour?
Yeah. That song would have been out in 1980.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1977.
Yeah, Van Halen was 77.
In the Mount St. Helens area, Mr. Truman was notorious once getting a forest ranger drunk so he could burn a pile of brush. He poached, stole gravel from the National Park Service, fished on American Indian land with a fake game warden badge. Despite them knowing about this, they failed to actually catch him in the act. The Washington state government changed the state sales tax. He kept charging the same rate. A guy rented a boat from him, didn't pay the tax rates. Truman pushed him into the lake. He was a fan of the cocktail drink, Shenley Whiskey and Coca-Cola.
Let's hope he was drunk when it happened.
He loved discussing politics. reportedly hated Republicans, hippies, young children, and old people.
He hated everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
The hell party is that?
Everybody. He's a working man.
He once refused to allow Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas to stay at his lodge, dismissing him as an old coot. He changed his mind when he figured out who William O. Douglas was, chased him for a mile, and convinced him to stay.
All right. Yeah, it's an interesting story. Check it out. I'm sure it's online.
Surprised there hasn't been a movie.
Yep. Well,
was there a TV movie about this
there
guy?
There had to be a about that guy. I don't know. It ends. We know he just burns up.
Yeah. don't believe the media.
Yeah. Oh, you imagine social media then in 1980? That would have been that way around. I don't believe it's going.
Right, the volcano is fake. Right.
Well. They did send people. The story Puss and I watched, they sent people home that day. The guy said, listen, put to a bunch of geologists at one that were planning on spending the night. Now, get out of here. This looks bad. One guy said that, and he was right.
Truman guy said that at one point, he said, the mountain is done. It hadn't hurt my place a bit, but those goddamn geologists with their hair down to their butts wouldn't pay no attention to old Truman.
No, they didn't, and they were right. Old Truman was vaporized. By the way, was it 5,000 years between? Is that the date we heard yesterday, Puss? They mentioned the years between eruptions. On that story yesterday, they mentioned 10,000 years, something like that, between eruptions. How'd they figure that out? The Earth's only been around for 6,000. Jesus put it there.
Well, it was rumbling, I want to say, like 16 years ago?
It didn't explode, though.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
It was about 2000.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had plenty of warnings then. I remember that.
For about 4 years, I think.
And if you see pictures of Mount St. Helens before the eruption and then after the eruption, it blew like the top 1,000 feet off.
Yeah, it did. 1,500 feet it said it blew off.
Okay.
Yep.
Wasn't sure of the number.
I just saw it yesterday. I wouldn't have known.
But I know the
lateral explosion that they were not expecting.
No.
Especially old Harry Truman wasn't expecting the lateral
explosion. I hate when I explode sideways, too.
No, you don't want that.
Messy. It's messy.
You don't want that.
No, I want to explode straight up.
All.
But keep calling the media liars.
They are.
And you'll end up like Harry R. Truman.
Yep, yep.
Today is reopening day.
For what?
Everybody. Not everybody. A lot of places.
It's going to go away. Even without a vaccine, it's going to go away. That moron.
That's what I hear.
That moron said the other
Looking
day.
Forward to that.
He just said it's going to go away. Even without a vaccine, it's just going to go away.
Oh, there was a TV
They
movie.
All do.
What a moron.
Yeah. They all do.
What a moron.
Art Carney played Harry R. Truman.
Oh, I think he did. Yeah.
I think it was a made-for-TV
that's
movie.
Right.
That was made for TV, yeah.
Yeah. He was a feisty guy. He hated hippies. And the media.
So a lot of states are opening places here and there, and don't fall into it.
Well, too late.
Yeah, people are going to.
Now, if you're in Qatar, or Qatar, or Qatar, or whatever the hell you want to say, and you don't wear a mask when you're going outside, Interior Ministry officials there announced on the Twitter, which is where you go for all your official proclamations.
Right.
They announced on the Twitter.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
That citizens could be fined up to $53,000 and faced up to 3 years in jail for not complying with the mandatory order to wear a damn mask.
My God-given constitutional
Jesus
Christ rights.
The only exception allowed is for someone driving alone in the vehicle.
In Qatar, that's the average monthly income is $53,000. Although I think they have a handle on the virus.
Well, because of this.
Well, because they
have 28,000 cases in the small Arab nation.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay. That's a lot bigger number than I saw.
I believe they have some areas of very high population density there.
They may.
That may cause that to get around.
Right. But it's also a very wealthy country.
Yes, but those who are not wealthy live on top of each other.
Of course they do, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the slaves that build everything.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it's one of those places where there's no middle class.
No.
You're either impoverished or super rich.
Because I think that didn't Real Sports do a story about
them
building all the stadiums for the upcoming World Cup.
For the World Cup.
Just people just dying in the cement.
It's a bunch of immigrants that they truck in from, and they're dirt poor and they live on top of each other.
They're starter jobs.
And they live in squalor.
Yeah. Which would not be good for this.
Did you see the story? I thought it was just totally disgusting. I can't remember the companies. But I don't want to mention them out loud, but there's two or three huge stores. You know, nationwide stores that are taking away the $2 an extra hour
hero bonus.
Hero pay now. Since they're opening things up, they're going to take it away now.
Yeah.
I think it's two. So, well, one of them was Target. One was Walmart, I believe. There was $2 an extra an hour hero pay for people working in stores during the pandemic. Now, since it's open, now we're fine. That money's going away. They're pulling back $2 more an hour.
Yeah, one of the places, giving a bonus.
They did, but they didn't give the details on that.
Yeah, a few hundred bucks bonus. Yeah, yeah. But that's a one-time deal.
Yeah, right.
So.
And remember, Todd was saying, I was saying, how long is it going to take before they just say those employees aren't important anymore? Nah. It took a weekend. It took a weekend. Oh, we're opening. Okay, back. $2 is gone.
They cost too much to be important. We're going to have to cut them back. Okay, we're running into this. Former bachelorette.
You should be happy you have a job.
Hannah Brown is being accused of using the N-word. She was singing lyrics to
a rap song.
And, you know, it was just included in there, and she just rolled right through it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Now, this video has been taken down, but it still made the rounds online. This has been around for a long time, people just finding it. She's apologized on Instagram. First of all, she was playing it off, but then she apologized for it. And, you know, people don't think that's enough and blah, blah, blah.
That should be enough.
She thought it was fine at the time.
You know, the weird thing about that music is I'm not a fan of that music, so I don't have to worry about knowing the words. I mean, the last rap song I knew was Rapper's Delight. So I always feel sorry for people because all the songs I like, I can sing. And I'm not that good, but I can sing them out loud in my car, at the house. And people, I even told my son, he knows he can't say the N-bomb when those songs are on the radio. And he listens to them. And I hear him playing a lot of that stuff with a total N-bombs flying. He likes that rap.
Hell, I think even though.
And he just, and I've heard him, he knows all the words, and he stops, and he moves on.
But he edits himself.
He does. And I think that would be so tough to do. I'm not saying it's not I think it's the right thing not to say that if you're a white person. I get it. I'm just saying, I'm glad I don't like that music, because I like singing the damn song.
I think the last rap song that I know all the words to, even from the late 90s, California Love.
They didn't say N-bomb in it,
I think I'm clean there.
No N-bombs in California.
There was a lot of stuff that had no N-bombs, but, you know, a lot of rap, gangster rap has a lot of N-bombs.
Oh, yeah,
Picture Me Rolling, on the other hand, has a couple of them.
Yeah, I don't know all the words to that one.
Yeah. Or any of the others.
Any of Tupac's greatest hits.
But even then, that's 30 years ago.
Almost all of them have an N-bomb.
Believe me, I hear my son's new stuff. It's every sentence. Every sentence, there's an N-bomb in there. And some hardcore sexual innuendos, really hardcore.
Innuendos?
Well, basically saying it. I look over to him. I said, really? And it's always like, you know, I can't even say the word.
No, you can't.
It's really hardcore sexual lyrics. And he's old. I don't care if he listens to that. But I go, really? And then I repeat it out loud.
Oh, that sounds classy.
Suck on my, really? Or really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hardly innuendo.
No, it's not innuendo.
It's blatant.
It's blatant, right. But it's just a swear word. I don't care.
And Ed thought the same thing about that damn rock and roll you listened to back in the day.
Actually, now Dad liked rock and roll.
I mean, don't say my name.
Early rock and roll.
But I work corrections at my cheap-ass county. Only gave officers modified pay for a month.
A month.
Man.
But thanks for working.
Yeah.
They called that race yesterday the hero race in Darlington.
Here's a lady who works at Kroger. They owned a bunch of grocery stores. Took away the hero pay, but at the same time gave the CEO a $3 million raise.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Thanks for working hard for
us. Front lines right there.
And there are people walking in without masks on saying, screw to your face.
Yep.
Yep.
Don't care about you.
Nope.
Not wearing a mask.
Nope. My God, Jesus rights in the Constitution right there. Number three. It's number three in there. Shut up. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.